This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's. So
33%, according to Rasmussen, 33% say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. I don't know, folks. I'm still very concerned. The 33%, I don't know what's happening. But you don't need a poll to tell you that things are not going well and that the world is becoming more dangerous and that these policies are continuing to really wreak havoc with just our ability to even enjoy our daily lives. But yet, we're still going to get the narrative that it's all good. It's getting better. The adults are still in the room, and Donald Trump's trying to steal democracy, and we're going to have a two-state solution, and it's all going to be fine. You know, that's, again, it's very, very sad. Because if we're not going to address these issues the way that they should be addressed, and that is, again, very seriously, this election can't come fast enough, as I'm sure that you will agree. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Here we are racing into and rocketing into hour number two of the broadcast here on this Tuesday morning, and we couldn't be happier to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number, and of course you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You'll be off and running from there. We also have a few couple of things there on the website. We've got our great new GCN live stream that plays the program when we're live, and you'll hear us when we're live. And when we're not live, if you click on that live stream, you're going to hear the previous program playing all day long and all evening long until it's time for us to go live again. So it's kind of a cool thing, and we do thank the Wizards over there at GCN very, very much so. But welcome to everybody listening this morning, AM 860 The Answer, 710 KNUS, AM 930, and everybody along the GCN network as well. We're glad that you're with us this morning, as I said, and this hour is going to be chock full, just as hour number one. We talked a lot about what was happening vis-a-vis Israel and the Biden administration. We've got a little bit more to tell you about that as well, because this is a huge thing that's happening between the U.S. and Israel. It's an election year, and no matter how many times Karine Jean-Pierre might refer everybody over to the campaign, I want to be very careful here. She'll say, I don't want to talk about the campaign because I don't want to do that. Well, again, you know, if they are looking for votes and they're looking to try to placate certain constituencies, and I think that fear factor that they have is just winning out. Because, I mean, look at this. I mean, I said in the intro, 33% of the people of the United States think the country is going in the right direction. 33%. And you can't tell me that the Biden administration doesn't realize this and they're going to pour it on. But they really do think that somehow the support for Israel and all these things have really cost them politically. And so they're trying to do anything they can to sort of make it up. But in the meantime, we mentioned this a little bit in hour number one, but this from Fox News. Legal experts are weighing in on the Trump's options after his failure to secure a $464 million appeal bond. We're in uncharted territory, they say. Legal experts are weighing in on the options, as I said. Trump's lawyers wrote in a Monday court filing that obtaining nearly a half a billion dollars appeal for the appeal basically was a practical impossibility under the circumstances presented. David Gelman, a criminal defense attorney and former deputy district attorney called the judgment a unicorn, quote unquote. He argued that the judge should give Trump a lot more leeway to satisfy the bond because, quote, not even the richest man in the world has a $464 million lying around. Bingo. Exactly what we've been saying up to this point. The idea that this judgment, as it's being called, of course, that it's not, and we've heard people talk about this as well. It doesn't rise to the level of being cruel and unusual. It's certainly unusual since there didn't seem to be any damages here. And it seems to be, and again, it was imposed by one person, a judge. And this doesn't seem to be commensurate at all with what we understand to be typical legal procedure, even in a case if there was fraud, if there were damages. So, again, if this is designed to make Donald Trump unable to continue, because the next thing, of course, is to begin to seize his assets. You know, if we keep hearing about how fragile our democracy is. We keep hearing about how the Democrats are trying to protect our democracy and preserve our democracy. Well, if they're trying to get it to where you can't even vote for the candidate you want to vote for, under obviously what they must be saying behind closed doors, the end justifies the means. We're just going to throw out, if this is that old adage, destroy democracy to save it, right? We've got to subvert the Constitution to save it. And, my friends, we are witnessing this happening right before our very eyes. So, again, this particular ruling, this judgment, this is completely irregular. It doesn't track at all. And if Trump's not able to pony up this money, well, then Letitia James will come looking for Trump Tower. And, oh, boy, that will just – and it will be celebrated. It'll be on the different TV shows and so forth. Oh, finally, this guy, he's getting what he deserves. And we're so happy that the government in New York and the district attorney there, they are just absolutely taking him to the cleaners. Finally, we're finally seeing this. It's so good. What a wonderful day for democracy, it'll be said. All the while, the founding fathers spinning around in their graves about this. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. I promise it gets better. It gets better from here. Tuesday edition. Don't go anywhere.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product, I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Just can't get over Ketanji Brown Jackson talking about how the her concerns that the First Amendment could hamstring the government. Yeah, like I said, we can't make this stuff up, folks. We're going to explore that a little bit, of course, as we go through the program this morning. But we're glad to be back with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We do have the telephone lines lighting up. Let's head right on over. We've got Aaron in Denver this morning. Good morning, Aaron. Glad to hear from you.
Hey, Kyle Warren, Professor, a.k.a. Professor of Politics.
Yeah. All right. Good morning. Oh, can you hear me now, Aaron?
Yeah. I was wondering because it was doing a double speak there. actually, it was an echo.
Okay. Well, good. Hopefully, glad we got it solved.
Yeah, it was like an echo. But anyway, Kyle Warren, Professor, a.k.a. Professor of Politics. I was listening to a recording of the show you did during the weekend, and you were playing a very grumpy, get off my lawn, 83, about to be 84-year-old, Marxist, communist, socialist, fascist nut, U.S. Senator from Vermont, moaning and groaning and complaining about billionaires not paying for their fair share, even though he's a millionaire because he's been in politics his whole life, and reading about Bernie Sanders' background, I don't think he's ever had a private sector job in his whole life, living on planet Earth. So to be moaning and groaning about billionaires is just so stupid. If anything, he ought to be moaning and groaning about why this country is in trends.
Right.
In trends. And I could go on and on of this insanity of debt. No, Bernie Sanders has been in there 6 years too long. 12 years is enough in the Senate. 12 years in the House, need term limits. He ought to be moaning and groaning about that. Why is he in there 6 years longer than he should be? Because currently there's no term limits at the federal level. Mm-hmm. Hopefully in the future there'll be term limits at the federal level. So, and Professor Politics, you were talking about the Boeing.
Right. Yeah, Boeing. Yeah.
Yeah. The issues with Boeing, and of course I know you heard about the one of the Boeing whistleblowers. He passed away last week.
Yes. Yes. Very.
Yeah.
Very
he
sad.
Passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very sad. And then also I was reading about you talking about the issues with Boeing and the Alaska issue and with the CSAT, the computer issues and getting all these people and all these thousands, hundreds of people killed. And I'm thinking, what do you think about the Osprey? And, cause I read about who's behind building the Osprey and these accidents that are killing, servicemen in Japan. So what do you think about the Osprey there, Professor Politics?
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't heard too much about it recently, but I do know that because it is a very specialized aircraft. I've seen them, but certainly, anything. And unfortunately, I just don't have a whole lot of updated information about it. But I knew that they were dealing with the different crashes. So, yes, anytime, and again, I mean, these are military contracts, and so just like when a door, a deleted door pops out of a 737 in flight, I mean, there's got to be some paper trail that goes back to how that was done, why it was designed that way, who built it, who put it together, and they've got to solve this problem. We can't have our service people get on an aircraft that's not reliable.
Yeah, well, the Osprey apparently is not a reliable, and I was reading about who was behind it, and Boeing is partnering with Boeing is partnering with the Bell company, Bell helicopter,
right?
And yeah, Bell helicopter is partnering with Boeing company. So there it is, Boeing, and of course Boeing is behind the 737 airplane with these mechanical issues,
right,
and doors flying out. So something is there, and obviously that's not being investigated. It needs to be investigated more deeply, find out what's going on with these Ospreys.
Well, indeed, I completely agree with you. And certainly Boeing has, we've talked with Chris Markowski about this as well. And, he's been talking about how Boeing maybe needs this to be broken up, or something like that. I mean, something has to be done because you can't have the general public flying or something on something like this. You have to be able to make sure that they're going to be reliable. And it's really sad because Boeing has always been a gold standard, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, something is going on within the culture of Boeing where the standards have definitely are subpar. And then reading about the Osprey and all the servicemen that served this country, and they're dying, and I consider the Osprey a flying coffin. I mean, even the most highly skilled most highly skilled pilot has to be wondering, will this be my last day on Earth? Me getting into this Osprey helicopter slash airplane, is this going to be my last day on Earth as a human being? Will I die flying this Osprey, even though I'm a highly skilled, trained pilot?
Right.
I don't know, Professor Father, but something's got to be done with this Osprey. If not, they just need it. Stop flying it, because it truly is a flying coffin. But anyway, Professor Potts, as always, it's been a pleasure. Adios.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it very much. Yeah. Aaron, listening in Denver. I'm listening on the mighty 710 KNUS, by the way. And, when Aaron was talking about that, I was just thinking, too, there have been, there was the incident with the landing craft, the amphibious troop carrier, basically, that sank. I think it was even off the coast of California, if I recall correctly. But there's, again, design flaw, or there's something else that happens, and you have our Marines or our service people that they're literally trapped. And we just can't allow that. We can't abide that. Let's head back over to the telephone lines. Go to line number two. We got Eric in Tennessee this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, regarding what previous caller was talking about, the Osprey, B-22 Osprey, that aircraft has been having issues since even the days I was on active duty when I was being developed in the early 90s. I was at Quantico when one of those went down for test and eval about a mile off the end of the tarmac at Marine Corps Air Station Quantico there when they're doing testing with the Marine Corps Systems Command. And there was issues with fatalities in Camp Lejeune a number of years ago where the computerized, altimeter, there's like, it has some sort of a radar, air-to-ground radar that tells the proximity to the Earth, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it went long, and they lost about 19 Marines on that one. So as far as it being a Boeing aircraft, Boeing's been teamed with the old CH-46 Sea Knights that are now defunct. That was a Boeing Vertol, teaming that developed that. I'd fly in that all day and night. But the configurations, there's all sorts of wacky configurations that the V-22 has to go through, even just for simple airborne operations, whether it's a static line or free-fall parachuting. So, I mean, it has its uses and stuff, but unfortunately that's the way that it went. And like the F-117, if there wasn't computerized avionics in that, it wouldn't fly. It would be almost impossible to control.
Wow.
So it's not necessarily a Boeing issue, in my opinion. It could be. I mean, they could be using plastic bolts instead of, stainless steel nuts. I don't know, but the point of my call was you'd mentioned regarding the Houthi rebels, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, the Houthis. Yeah.
So here's my thing on that. Okay, now they might be bad dudes or whatever. I'll make it as succinct as possible. Okay, so you got the Saudi Arabians, a Wahhabi sect of Islam, fighting to answer al Allah. That's what the Houthi rebels are really called. They answer al Allah. Not Hezbollah, like Party of God, but they're a Shia faction also, like Hezbollah. They've been fighting with the Saudis, the Wahhabis, for several decades. Now, I was mistaken earlier or previously when I thought that Saudi Arabia fought them to a stalemate. That was an agreed upon ceasefire. Okay, we work now. There's no issues with Yemen and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is now part of BRICS, which Iran is part of. The Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa plus six nations. Okay, you with me so far?
Yeah, I tell you what, Eric, now, can you hold over the break?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I
would appreciate it if you would. Yeah, hold on, Eric.
Right
on. Folks, we're going to come right back. We got more. We got Eric in Tennessee. And I want to hear the rest of what he's saying, so we're going to hold him over the break. Folks, stay right with us, because we are coming right back on this Tuesday edition. It's getting interesting, isn't it? Appreciate the call from Aaron in Denver as well. Stay right there, everybody.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has failed to obtain a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump must post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can begin collection proceedings during the appeals process. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Arguments heard on Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID-19. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're continuing to race through and rocket through the Tuesday edition of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. In just a little bit, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from founderscode.com, of course, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. All that comes up in the next segment. We've also got a great song lined up, song number two this morning. And again, heading out, sending the song out this morning to Lucy in Sarasota. So stay right there, everybody. And we've also got Eric in Tennessee. He was kind enough to hold over the break with us this morning. Welcome back to the program, Eric.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Thanks for holding me over. I sincerely appreciate it.
Certainly.
I'll try to make this as succinct and quick as possible. But I think the backstory on some of this is worth looking into, in my opinion. So you got the Saudis. They were fighting the Yemeni rebels, quote unquote rebels, which they were rebelling against the Saudi rule of Yemen, or the tacit proxy rule of Yemen, for about 10 years or so. They negotiated a ceasefire. Relatively no more problems between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. All of a sudden, Saudi Arabia signs under BRICS, the alternative monetary system that's being developed by the East in answer to the West's decline, if you will, managed decline. So now you got the Gaza. You got the Gaza situation with Israel. Hope everybody's following this. You got the Gaza situation in Israel. Hamas is, you know, the one pushing all those issues in Gaza with Israel, in southern Israel right now. Hamas is a Sunni sect of Islam. Hezbollah in the north is a Shia sect of Islam. So basically there's a pincer movement going on in Israel regarding the Islamists versus the Jewish state. Everybody, it's been going on since 1947 or before. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1947 or before. So now these so-called Houthi rebels, and Houthi is, they're named after the person that they, that initially founded them. That's who they're, you know, quote-unquote Houthi rebels. They're, what's happening there, from what I'm under, what I'm reading, and this is my, my take on it, they've incorporated all the civilian population and all these hot spots in Yemen, centered around the capital, I believe it's Sunna in, Yemen. Forgive me if I don't know the exact town name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you got the Gaza situation. Now the Houthis, I'm just going to call them the rebels, start attacking commercial vessels in the Red Sea. What are they attacking them with? Well, these so-called drones. And we've also heard of submersibles now cutting cables, this, that, and the other.
Right.
Why are they doing that? Well, the official story is they want to support the Palestinians. Now, why would they be attacking all these commercial vessels if they support Palestinians and reportedly have all these munitions and how should I say, secondary guided armaments and, you know, weaponry, and not get it funneled into Gaza? That's number one. There's ways to do it, and there's obviously been, Hamas has obviously been doing it. That's number one. Number two, now they started attacking in the past couple months. They started attacking military vessels, French vessels, British vessels, and U.S. Navy, all of those warships, with these so-called drones. And now air-to-ground or air-to-sea missile systems.
Mm-hmm.
No one seems to know. Now, you don't hear reports, oh, they're coming, these missiles are coming from here. Where are they getting these missile systems from? That's just... People know the answer to that, in my opinion. They know exactly where this is coming from, because if it was coming from Iran, they would say it outright, because that's one of the stated goals of the West, was to get into Iran, barring the $6 billion plus that, mm-hmm. that the Obama-Biden administration has given them throughout the years. But, you know, basically, I think they already have a bomb, so to speak. They're just looking for an accurate, reliable delivery system. If they, you know, if they got it, but I believe they have something. That's all they're looking for. So now they've teamed in BRICS. They're with Russia, this, that, and the other, China. So, you know, again, South Africa, yada yada.
Right, right.
My concern is this: they know exact those drones. Are not being remote controlled from, you know, some handset with a little kid's rechargeable battery. That's going to have to take a satellite uplink and downlink to get those drones out to sea. There's electromagnetic energy being generated to control and command those drones, whether submersible or airborne, you know, airborne
right.
platform, even a seaborne
right.
platform.
So why can't they be jammed then? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They know exactly where this is going. You mean to tell me you can't send an F-18 Growler in there with its electronic warfare capabilities and jam the hell out of that stuff and have some JDAMs drop on these sites? If indeed that these people are independent operators attacking, you know, basically NATO-flagged warships now? And harassing the movement, the denying the freedom of navigation in the Red Sea. There's something going on here. I'm overstating the obvious, but
yeah.
there's something under the skin here that we are purposefully not being shed light on. And in my opinion, and this is my opinion, because we've been out of quote unquote officially out of Yemen for, I don't know, 8-10 years now after we evacuated the embassy there.
Mm-hmm.
There are intelligence assets on the ground funneling this. Because here's why. Again, you mentioned something about a hypersonic missile system or whatever that they may have or attack with.
Yeah.
They know exactly where that's coming from. They, the powers that be. Don't tell me that MI6, CIA, NSA, Alphabet Soup, oh, you know, other government agencies, you know, the Special Missions Branch and the CIA does not know where this is coming from. I'm of the opinion, because it's come out, now this is sure speculation, supposition right now, I'm of the opinion that there's black money going into Yemen. Now, just like we found out when Qatar, we were sending money to Qatar,
mm-hmm.
and that was funneling these so-called rebels, or Free Syrian Army that turned into ISIS in Iraq and parts of Syria that, you know, laid waste to stuff. You know, I could go on that. But anyway, I appreciate the time, but there's something that's not square on this, and it's not independent operations of these Ansar al-Allah knuckleheads in Yemen.
Yeah.
Whether if it's Iran, we'd already know about it. If it was Russia, we would already, I'd be front page news everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be talking, oh my God, Russia, now there's, something's not squaring here with me. And you know, again, I call it conspiratorial or whatever, but I sincerely appreciate the time.
Sure.
Let me kind of vent here and stuff. And I look forward to see if Denise has her take on it, because I always appreciate her, whether I agree, whether, you know, people agree with her or not. I appreciate her take on it, and I appreciate you for letting me.
I'm glad that you called, because people want to know why we can't stop the Houthis. I think we can. I mean, I'm sort of phrasing it in a different way, but, you know, it's, people will wonder, how many strikes does it take to finally stop them? You know,
they could turn this off with a mouse click, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They could click a mouse, check a box, it's done, it's over. You know, proverbially speaking, let's give it 96 hours like we did in Iraq the first time. You know what I mean? It's like, they want to shut this down, it could be shut down overnight. Now, I think, you know, again, there's you know, one hand doesn't know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, so to speak, at this point. But that, you know, the story behind it, you know, I think it's one body causing these two hands to act upon each other. That's my opinion.
Well, what happens when the didn't mean to interrupt you, but what happens when they get lucky? And they really do harm our aircraft carrier in the region. I mean, something really bad happens, which God forbid. No. But what?
God forbid. God, understand 100%. What's going to happen? That I believe this is a purposeful escalation of force to quote unquote draw us in to have a base in Yemen to provide a blocking force for the Iranians. Against the Iranians, who may have some other ill wishes upon the Saudis. It's getting back to the Saudis real quick. There's a lot of call that we need to arm Saudi Arabia. We need to send them more weapons. You mean to tell me those stolen royals in Saudi Arabia can't afford to purchase weapon systems and defend themselves outright? We're still going to provide Western savior attitude to the Saudis? I think it's far past, and this is my opinion, I think it's far past time that Soha and Mohammed stand up for themselves, if indeed they want to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's, you know, I hate to say, you know, what former president, late president LBJ said, I will not send American boys to go die on a far-off land, you know, in Vietnam.
Right.
We shouldn't, you know, and we see what happened there, but we shouldn't be sending it. This is not, you know, I don't want to say it's not our fight, but if we've... Speed is security, and you need to hit them hard and fast and get out. That's it. Boom. Knock the heck out of them and get out. If indeed that this is a quote-unquote mm-hmm. clean fight, if you will, to two different sides. But again, then you got to worry about the civilian population that's moved north in Yemen that's all around, that supports this type of activity. So now you got to worry about collateral damage. And you've already seen what's going on when people are trying to get rid of Netanyahu with the Gaza experience that's going on right now.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord, more civilians. Well, don't get them out of the, you know, get them out of the battle space. You know, I'm not saying it can be done, but there's ways to get them out of the battle space. But if you're going to fight a fourth generation warfare right now, essentially an asymmetric war in Yemen, the only way to solve that is to get boots on the ground, and I do not want to see that. But anyway, take my call, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Take care. Very informative. I appreciate it so very much. Take care. All right, Eric in Tennessee, everybody. Glad to hear from him this morning. And we're going to come right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Yeah, we're racing through hour number two here, everybody. Across America and the overnights. And we've got a lot more to tell you about, talk about, and a lot of more fun to be had. And that's one of our things here on the program, folks. You know, we enjoy music as well. We enjoy talking about the politics of the day. I appreciate Eric's call very much. I also appreciate Aaron's call from Denver as well. When she's talking about, he was talking about, I should say, Bernie Sanders. Just amazing how kind of crazy he got like that when he was being asked about the 32-hour work week hearing was all about and so forth. Just unbelievable, you know. And so I appreciate Aaron picking up on that. And and of course also the off-spray issue is so very, very important. Anytime that our service people are involved, on this program anyway, we're going to always be supportive of them. And we know that you are, too. That's why you're out there. That's why you're listening. All right. So once again, folks, we got a great song lined up for you this morning. Comes by way of a request from Lucy in Sarasota. She wanted to hear some Marshall Tucker. Driver Ron heard the call go out about Marshall Tucker and had some great suggestions for Marshall Tucker songs to play. And so also, as I was saying in hour number one, we were thinking about, you know, country. We have Country Music Monday, but how about for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? Well, how about for Tuesday, we might do a thing called Times Two Tuesday, where on Tuesdays we'll play and the same artist in hour number one and hour number two, and two different selections, and sometimes maybe selections that, maybe you've not heard from that artist. Maybe we'll mix it up a little bit. And we'll keep on going through the week as well. So we'll come up with more. Ron had a great suggestion about Wednesday, Rewind Wednesday. I like that. I really, really do like that. So we're going to, continue to have fun. We've got a great song lined up. Then, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook about what's happening with with Israel and the United States. With also what's happening with Trump and this fine that's been put out there, plus much, much more of all the political happenings happening today. So let's, without further ado, this goes out to Lucy, of course, and we hope that you all enjoy it. This one's the Marshall Tucker Band, and this is Heard It in a Love Song. On the weekend, I'm just enjoying this song. I have to tell you, I haven't heard this for a while, But I do remember it very well. And certainly Marshall Tucker Band had very cool use of the flute. There, no doubt about that. And kind of indicative of the sound. Of course, we also remember like Jethro Tull, a lot of other flute work on that. For that band, but I was just sitting here, sitting in my new broadcast chair, because my old broadcast chair was really starting to go bad, but it's very, very comfy. So I'm just sitting here, and I realize I'm just enjoying this song. I really am. But thanks again, Lucy. Thanks again, Ron, as well. And folks, if you also have a request, as we go throughout the week, of a song that you'd like to hear when we get to this part of the program, you can certainly head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll be happy to take your request. All right. Well, we got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You can also find a link there also at KyleWarrenShow.com for FoundersCode.com. And, of course, Denise Simon's got the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Denise, good morning. We've got a lot to talk about, no doubt, this morning.
We say that every day, don't we?
Well, every single day, something's happening, and it never fails, does it?
No, it doesn't.
That's right. Well, we got our pick of where we want to start, but I did find it quite interesting, number one, that Jake Sullivan talked about the conversation, I guess, between the president and Benjamin Netanyahu, and he had a phraseology there, or at least as it was reported, what is the White House willing to, quote, approve about an operation into Rafah? So they're approving things now? I mean, in that general sense, I mean, that's really something.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see who actually initiated that call. My sense is that the United States initiated that phone call.
Yeah.
For the United States, the Biden administration, to approve what Israel does and doesn't do going into Rafah and how they do it is really kind of extortion, because what they're really saying is, we know that you need some weapons and we know that you need some this and that, and we may just hold back on some of that if we don't approve of what you're doing. It all comes down to politics, because the Biden administration is freaked out. And we know that because of Samantha Power. We know that because of Chuck Schumer. We know that because even what Biden has said about Netanyahu previously, that it comes down to the Palestinians and politics, and that the Biden campaign needs the votes. So I think for an appeasement, and they always do this to Israel, the U.S. is going to make certain demands, and one demand is for Israel to send a delegation, a war delegation, if you will, to the United States to have a discussion about what the Rafah campaign, military campaign, is going to look like. And so Israel goes, okay, we'll send some people, and that's what they're doing. When they come, I don't know. But again, it kind of comes down to extortion.
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, we're going to come up to the top of the hour break here right now, Denise. But definitely hold that thought, because we want to expand on this when we come back. We also want to talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson and her very interesting take on the First Amendment and its possible restriction of government. Oh, my gosh. But stay right there, Denise. Tuesday edition continues, and we have no shortage, my friends, of things to talk about and tell you about this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.